can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We start things out by going right to your phone calls to the Amp Line. Matt in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Few days back on one of your shows, somebody mentioned running red lights.
Okay.
And my little brother has been fighting seatbelt laws in Illinois. He took it kind of very personal. He doesn't like having his money extorted. That's how he looks at it.
I don't blame him.
And he feels that he should be able to decide whether or not he wants to wear his seatbelts. And whenever I bring up the fact that we shouldn't have seatbelt laws, somebody always inevitably says, well, if we don't have these laws, everybody's going to be running red lights. Because you start talking, you know, in more general terms about vehicle laws.
Okay.
And it always ends up there. So when I heard this, I said to myself, so what? I started looking when I stop at red lights. And this last week, I've spotted at least a dozen times where it would have been safe for me to go through that red light.
Absolutely.
Where I was sitting there waiting for nobody.
Yep.
And so what if I run a red light when that happens? It's not like I'm going to run a red light right into traffic. I'm not stupid. People aren't stupid when they're driving on
the road.
But the
government people believe that you are. The government people believe that everybody else besides them is incapable of handling themselves out on the roads, and so therefore they need to have as much babying-style road signage and lighting and things like that as they possibly can. There was one intersection down where we come from, Mark, in Florida, that was on this big road called University Parkway. It was like three or four lanes on each side of the road, like a big, big road. And there was one point at where there was just this green light for a left turn. And so you kind of had to make your own decision as to when to turn left, basically. And so because some old lady was unable to correctly turn left there and ended up getting T-boned as she was trying to cross the oncoming lanes of traffic to turn left, they then decided to install, spend who knows how much money to install some brand new system involving a brand new light with the left turn arrow on it. Now nobody can go. I mean, unless they're breaking the law, now nobody can turn left until the left turn arrow tells them so. So they took away everybody's ability to make their own decision for themselves because one person couldn't handle it. It's the lowest common denominator among traffic laws and among traffic rules. That's how the system works. Whatever the dumbest person is what it's designed for, essentially.
Exactly. And it drives me nuts when people say that. And, I mean, I saw my brother try everything to fight these seatbelt laws. And he went and got the ticket slayer and was getting lots of help and was on the phone with the guy for a long amount of times.
Mm-hmm.
When he got to court, he didn't even try to use it. He just gave up. It broke him. It just broke him.
It's a tough system, man. I mean, if you keep pushing them, they throw you in a cell.
Said, huh? That's what he said. He said he didn't want to go to jail, and he gave up.
Well, and I don't blame him.
It's really too bad because here he was. He's fighting something that, in my opinion, is unconstitutional. I know you guys don't hold the high esteem the Constitution. Mark does, but I know you don't. But still, I mean, I can decide for myself whether or not I have to wear a seatbelt all the time. But I should be able to not wear one if I decide I don't want to wear one.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. And now they're putting up all these cameras at the stoplights.
Mm-hmm.
So you're finding accidents starting to happen because people are slamming on their brakes.
Right.
They don't
yep.
even want to take the chance of going through the yellow light.
The fact is those cameras on stoplights increase accidents.
Facts, yeah. Absolutely. When you look at the numbers and statistics, yeah.
Yeah, and they don't care.
They don't.
They want the revenue from the light, and they don't care about your life or the life of your child.
Well, a nice protest like you're talking about, people refusing to obey stupid traffic laws, I think would work very well up here, where we actually have the activists to back up your little brother in the event that he decided to go through with something like that. Because Illinois, I mean, good luck turning things around there, you know? I just don't know if there's any hope. I mean, I know there are people out there that really believe that they've got something going on. I mean, we talk about the Bureaucrash social website, and we'll be telling you a little bit more about that here in a little bit. But I've been posting some threads on there about the Free State Project and, you know, asking people what their objections are. And people really want to believe that they've got something going on in their state. And if that's true, I think it's fantastic. I mean, there are these guys over in Virginia that they really feel like they've got it happening and like they're going to turn around.
Because Virginia is not actually attached to the heart of the beast.
Yeah, they believe they're going to turn around the ship of state, and I said to them, well, you know, I look forward to hearing what your plan is, because they said they're going to let us know when they iron out all the details, what their plan is to advance liberty there. I said, I look forward to hearing it, because I'm sure if it's good ideas, we're going to borrow them here in New Hampshire. So, still waiting.
Well, I'm coming out there in March. I've got my tickets for the Liberty Forum. I need to make reservations at the hotel, so I'll be there in March, but... And I'm going to look for a job out there and try to find some place. And I told my brother, I said, if I move out here, you're welcome to come and live with me.
Yeah.
He can get a job out there easily because he delivers pizzas for a living.
Yeah, absolutely. There's still people ordering pizzas out there, no doubt about it. You know, some people will critique you, though, on this, Matt, and they'll say some of the more, I guess, politically oriented activists will say, well, what are you doing here? Traffic laws? Why don't you pick your battles a little bit better? Huh? Why can't you pick a real issue where liberty's really at threat here? Why do you have to pick this one? People don't understand this, Matt. What would you say to that?
It's the small issues that matter. It's the details.
I agree with you.
The larger issues are more difficult to tackle, and if you don't have a base of small issues that are tackled, how are you going to, you know, if you don't have a base when you're trying to climb a mountain, how are you going to get to the top?
It's these micromanaging rules, whether it's you must stop at this light or you must clean your yard to an appropriate extent or, you know, as in Kenneth City down in Florida, you must keep your inside of your house neat. I mean, it's the micromanaging little teeny city-level, state-level rules that are the most, I think, the most controlling. The federal government's relatively easy to get away from as far as their rules and regulations, but the state and the local governments are the most tyrannical, but it doesn't seem it on its face. It seems, oh, well, we need these rules. We need, it'll be anarchy on the roads without all these rules, and I think it is a good issue, and I think that it's something that affects so many people, but they just kind of blow it off because it doesn't seem like life and death to them. It doesn't seem like, well, you're not talking about murder. This isn't rape. This isn't serious. What are you doing in this, you know, protesting in this area? This isn't serious. So why do you expect people to be taking you seriously, and you're talking about red lights? Well, yeah, that's right. It's a significant waste of people's time. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of gasoline sitting there idling at some red light while the other three lanes on all the other sides of the road are completely empty in the middle of the night just sitting there waiting for it to turn green. How many people and how much time has been wasted just sitting there? I think that's a pretty big issue.
It is. And if you're going to be politically involved, what are you going to do? You're going to be politically involved in the federal government right away? You got that kind of money? You got that kind of influence? You have influence in your town. You have local influence. You have your neighbors you can talk to. You have your friends. You have enough money to make a few flyers or to do something innovative and try to get on one of the city councils or do something like that. If you're going to be politically involved, become politically involved locally first.
Good call. Go ahead. You were saying?
Hello?
You're still there. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then... And so if you get involved locally and you're successful locally, then you can move up the ladder.
You can, but hopefully we'll be so successful locally we won't have a ladder to move up. We'll cut it off and secede. Thanks for the call, dude. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology, trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping, all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, Blur 5 and Blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of Glur 5, Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152. 5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Features include the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about, and you'll find it all free, from serious issues to fun stuff, over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. So if you love liberty, check out Bureaucrash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other bureaucrashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more. That's bureaucrash.com. You know, I don't know. I used to have trouble spelling bureau. So B-U-R-E-A-U. You know, you didn't even spell it right in your copy here, Mark. B-U-R-E-A-U. Crash. Bureaucrash.com. All right.
You know, so, Google will spell it for you, right?
Yeah, you should run that through Google. See if they catch any more errors. 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for you. You can bring up anything. We go to the email box, and we'll start out with this guy emailed in, and he seemed a little confused. And you actually took the time to write him back, Mark. I was kind of surprised you did this. Did he get back to you?
Yes.
All right, well, here's his original email from William. Greetings, guys. Your radio program is captivating. Thank you for your occasionally enlightening material. I would like to introduce an idea and listen to the discussion that might follow. I don't have a telephone available to me, but I do have email 7/24 and am present oftentimes as I write and publish a local tiny newspaper. I'm very pro-freedom, but that's where I get on my soapbox and become interesting. I would like to address this hoaxy flim-flam ruse called the Free State New Project. Before I go further, I give my acknowledgement to the folks who are initiating this project. I believe you're sincerely motivated to do some good, and if life were really simple, your ambitions would be just fine as is. If you have simply failed to put forward what I suggest, then put them forward. However, I see some flaws. The biggest item is missing. If a new state is to be proposed, a social contract must be at the base of the union proposed. Do you guys, the inventors of the Free State Project, have a proposed constitution or other social contract? That's the first thing I want to see. Otherwise, in everything I've been able to find, I have not found a real binding statement. Would you like some help?
How are constitutions binding?
Well, he believes in the social contract. I mean, he kind of uses them interchangeably. He's looking for a proposed constitution or other social contract. So I guess he considers a constitution to be a social contract. But to answer your question, Mark, there is no way a constitution could be binding because we didn't sign it. Of course, then again, that's the suggestion behind the social contract.
Nobody alive signed any of the ones that I've ever lived in a state for. I mean, I guess Hawaii probably has a constitution that someone's alive that was around when it was signed.
Well, all your silly facts, Mark, do not matter to those who believe in the social contract, to those who believe that there is some sort of document, whether it actually exists or if it simply exists in the minds of others, whether that document, there are people that believe that there is this social contract and that by existing in a specific geographic landmass, you agree to it. That's what they believe. And so it's clear that William is one of those believers as well. And I have to say that
I think William's confused on one subject in particular.
What's that?
He believes that we want to start a new state. For some reason, we want to cut New Hampshire in half.
Well, he actually does call it the Free State New Project, not the Free State Project. And no, that's not what the Free State Project is about. It's not starting a brand new state. The Free State Project is a very simple concept. So let me lay it out here in case we've not been clear enough in the past. Very simple. The Free State Project only exists to move as many liberty-loving people as possible to New Hampshire. What they do when they arrive is completely up to them. So if they want to push for the repeal of legislation, they can do that. If they want to push for secession, they can do that. If they want to do civil disobedience, if they want to create media, if they want to do some other market-based activism, they can do that. There's no organization that is, there's no leadership that is saying, you must go here and do this, you must go here and do that. These are your options. You can only choose from these options. No. Simple concept. Move liberty activists to the same geographical region and then see what happens. And what we're seeing is some pretty amazing stuff. What we're seeing is that the over 600 people that are here on part of the on behalf, or I don't know if behalf is accurate, but as part of the Free State Project, those over 600 people have gotten active and they have done some amazing things and they have created organizations in the political realm that have been unheard of in other states. They've done things in the civil disobedience and non-cooperation realm that haven't been done since Gandhi and Rosa Parks. I mean, we're talking about some real civil disobedience, real powerful stuff. So they are doing
90-something people who are endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. That's an organization that was started by the Free State Project membership.
Yeah.
90 people were elected to the legislature this year.
And four of them were actual Free State Project members. So there's some real progress happening here. But no, the goal is to not start a new state. If anything, I think that a lot of Free Staters, and I don't mean to speak for them all, I think a lot of them, I'm not going to say most of them, I think a lot of them absolutely support the idea of secession, which would not be creating a new state, but instead severing the connections of this one state from the larger mass known as the United States.
But his his concerns that he's going to get into later, I can see why he would continue to have those concerns, even if secession was the goal.
Now, are these concerns in a response that he wrote to you? Because I have not gotten these.
It's at the bottom there. He's basically offers to write the Constitution.
Right. He wants to know about the, you know, is there a social contract? He proposes that he could work on it. And I think that, you know, the New Hampshire Constitution.
Thank you for that. I mean, anybody who wants to
get active,
great.
But I don't agree with the social contract, period. I don't really care what your social contract would
but
say.
But don't you think that there should be a constitution saying there's no constitution? At the
very
least.
That's confusing to me. There's a constitution saying there's no constitution?
Don't you think there should be a constitution, just as a placeholder for something that someone might try to institute at some other time?
I don't really see how any piece of paper is going to prevent someone who's violent from instituting what it is that they want. I know that's the people. I know that's the excuse for government, for the minarchists who have not let go of the idea of the violent monopoly. If there's somebody that wants to be violent, a piece of paper saying, you can't do that, isn't going to do anything, as we've seen. So they ignore the constitutions they have today. I don't see why they wouldn't ignore whatever constitutions might come in the future. But all that said, I think that if you're looking at constitutions, I can't say that I've read the entirety of the New Hampshire Constitution, but I've read several of the first 10 or so or 15 articles.
I've read the whole thing.
And it's a pretty darn good constitution. I mean, it's pretty good.
I think it has some of the same problems that all the constitutions and all the states have, is it doesn't have teeth. It doesn't have punishments for the bureaucrats that might violate it.
Mm.
It doesn't, and the punishments should be extreme. And that way they won't violate these constitutions as quickly as they do.
So there you have it, William. I thank you for the email and I thank you for the concern. The Free State Project, not a method to create a new state, but instead simply a train, simply an idea, simply something to get people here to New Hampshire so they can get active, so we can have liberty in our lifetime. So go and visit them over at freestateproject.org, and we'll tell you more about the Free State Project Liberty Forum later tonight. Plus, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Sprayer Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of SACL CAI, they're the number one sponsor of Free Talk Live. The show wouldn't certainly be in the form that it is today if it wasn't for SACL CAI's support. So if you have some way to support SACL CAI with, if you've got a business or, you know, somebody who does, go ahead and turn over your accounts receivable to them. They'll do a better job than you're doing, likely. SACL CAI. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right at the upper right-hand corner of the page. SACL CAI.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Shows about your calls. Otherwise, we go to emails and stories and stuff like that. And here's a quick one. Since we were talking about intellectual property last night, I've actually been holding on to this for like 6 months. It's a quote from Thomas Jefferson about intellectual property. Because there are a lot of people listening to this show that consider themselves constitutionalists and are really into old TJ. So here's what he had to say. If nature has made any one thing less susceptible than all others of exclusive property, it is the action of the thinking power called an idea, which an individual may exclusively possess as long as he keeps it to himself. But the moment it is divulged, it forces itself into the possession of everyone, and the receiver cannot dispossess himself of it. Its peculiar character, too, is that no one possesses the less, because every other possesses the whole of it. He who receives an idea from me receives instruction himself without lessening mine, as he who lights his taper at mine receives light without darkening mine, or without darkening me. That ideas should freely spread from one to another over the globe for the moral and mutual instruction of man and improvement of his condition seems to have been peculiarly and benevolently designed by nature. when she made them, like fire, expansible over all space, without lessening their density in any point, and like the air in which we breathe, move, and have our physical being, incapable of confinement or exclusive appropriation. Inventions, then, cannot, in nature, be a subject of property.
So, yes, I'm familiar with Thomas Jefferson's stance on intellectual property.
Thomas Jefferson coming out hardcore in favor of the freedom to have ideas and the freedom to reproduce ideas because, as he rightfully points out, those ideas can be copied eternally with no property detriment to the original creator of the idea. Sure, you can shout and scream about how, well, my profits, my potential for profits have been reduced. But nothing actual has been taken from you. Nothing tangible has been taken from you. So if you like your ideas and you don't want anybody else to know about them, then it's up to you, in my opinion, to do what it takes, to spend the money that it takes to initiate whatever technological things you need to protect your ideas from the others' discovery. And if they get out, then you just have to deal with that, in my opinion. I don't think that there's any – you have no right to go to a monopoly, a violent monopolistic gang and have them enforce over other people, you know, them not doing anything with your ideas. So I'm with TJ on this one.
Well, I would not dispute any of the facts of what he's said there, and I've never disputed them with you. However, what I would dispute is – what industries, there are many industries that would, I can certainly name two, that would change dramatically, maybe to great harm to man as a whole. And you and I have had this discussion on multiple occasions here where you're so ideological that you don't care about what the detriment might be to people.
Oh, Mark, what about the big three automakers? If we were to just let the marketplace work, they might go out of business, and that would be detrimental to a lot of people. People would lose their jobs. It'd be a tough time for all those folks. That's why we need to bail out those companies. That's the argument you're making.
I'm not making that argument.
That is the argument.
I'm only saying,
might get hurt.
You can, it's possible, and I'm not sure, but it's possible that you could just forget about advances in medicine. And you could just forget about new
movies. Because nobody wants to entertain anybody else, and nobody wants to help anybody else feel better. Sure, Mark. That's right. Because the only reason why people are helpful towards one another is because there's a violent monopolistic gang out there sitting in the wings waiting
The reason that people do expensive research and development is because they can expect to recoup some of the costs from that expensive research and development.
Mark, you and I both know that the expensive research and development is expensive because of the FDA putting incredibly onerous and expensive and time-consuming roadblocks in front of those companies. Plus, there's also the cost of the patent lawyers and patent attorneys and all that process that they need to go through. So the R&D is expensive because of government.
That's a non sequitur. The R&D is expensive, and the government portion of the R&D is certainly expensive. You don't know, and I don't know, how much of the expense of research and development is government, and how much of it is just actual reality.
Yeah. I don't really care, Mark, because I understand that initiating force against my neighbor is wrong, regardless of what the moral view might be of the results of the initiation of force. Going door to door and stealing from people in order to make medicine, even though the making of medicine is a very noble thing, the stealing kind of negates all of the nobility, just kind of sucks it all right out. So I think that if people value certain products and services, then they should be willing to support them on a voluntary basis. I, for one, think it's a great idea to have various different medical technologies, both, you know, sort of the typical realm and also the natural kind of technology or the natural seeds and plants and stuff that people are using to help themselves feel better. Whatever it is that works, I support. And I would have no problem in a different economy, in a more free market world, I would have no problem contributing to efforts if, for whatever reason, it was just too hard for these companies to make a profit at helping people, if that's the truth, which I don't believe. But if that turned out to be the truth, I'm sure that I and many other people who would have more income at our disposal would be absolutely happy to contribute to those agencies out there doing that research on a charitable basis at that point, whether it be a charity or some sort of university or some alternative construction of mankind that has not yet been envisioned. simply because we haven't been in that particular economic scenario. Whatever it would be, I imagine that people would find health and long life pretty valuable and would be willing to support it. And the suggestion that human beings wouldn't is going right back to the old objection that, oh, we need the state around because no one would give to charity if it weren't for the state. Everybody would just keep all their money and they wouldn't do anything nice for anyone else. That's why we need this monopoly gang around.
Oh, I wouldn't make that argument. The argument I would make is it seems pretty silly to me to turn something that currently is a profitable business working under guidelines that have been set down in law that people can understand and look up. I'll admit they need to be changed, a great deal of them, and you and I will probably never be people that can change them. However, you've got a profitable business. To turn that into some kind of charity seems silly to me.
So basically what you're saying is that if New Hampshire was to secede, you would be out there pushing hard for the New Hampshire FDA. You'd be out there pushing hard for the New Hampshire.
I wouldn't push for any. The FDA, I think, is an organization that hurts people.
You'd want to open up the New Hampshire Patent Office so that business could continue in its current coercive manner.
Because
you're scared.
My business doesn't have anything to do with that.
Because you're scared, though. You're scared, Mark, about what might happen. Oh, all these businessmen that have been benefiting from the violence of the state are going to have a tough time. Oh, boo-hoo.
I'm not really concerned about the businessmen, Ian. I think I've made it
more
abundant
about
the people who take drugs to live, man.
Yeah. Well, they'd get them quicker if
there's
no FDA.
Screw them. They can have freedom. Let them eat cake.
If there's no FDA, they'd have more drugs on the market that they could take.
Not immediately.
And the FDA would not be preventing the natural solutions from advertising their benefits. You and I both know what the problems are with this system, and the current status quo keeps drugs out of people's hands, and it keeps people from knowing what the natural solutions might possibly be. Those are just two of the examples, let alone the increased cost factor and the various other problems with the FDA. So I have no love for the status quo, and
the FDA
I understand
does not protect intellectual property.
I understand that people in search you were talking about costs. I understand that people in search of profit will find a way to get the job done if you just let them do it. If you want to be scared about what might happen in the absence of the gang, well, you just keep huddling in the corner. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Hello, I'm Steve Shang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier by heading over to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a simple concept. You send in $3 a month via any major credit card, PayPal, or some of our alternative options, and we take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing new affiliates on board, bringing new listeners on, whether they be to the radio or to our internet streams or to our archives, bringing new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So come on over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about all that, learn about the perks you get, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there. So get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That again, amp.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Anthony in Florida. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live at the Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I have a story to tell you guys.
All right.
We used to live in Newport Richey, Florida.
Okay.
Near Newport Richey, Florida. And we went to their Seventh-day Adventist church. And so we went to their house for a Bible study.
Okay.
And a deacon of their church came there, and he was also the head guy at the school they were, the church school.
Gotcha. And, so the deacon of the so church they, and the head of the church school. Okay.
Yeah. And so he called the state, and he looked through our records, right?
He called the state
and to look through our records,
through
so
like
that
the homeschooling
he could know
records.
If we were, yeah.
Okay, that's not a very nice thing to do.
No, and so he did that, and called. He didn't know at the time you were not registered.
Uh oh.
And so he called the state. And then, and just a minute, he called the state. Okay, just
It's all right. Take it easy.
I'm really nervous.
It's all right. Take a deep breath. Take a drink of water. He called the state, and you didn't have the appropriate permission slip from the state of Florida to be engaging in homeschooling.
We did. It's just that they didn't. I'm having trouble right now. I don't know why.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
We can only handle it for so much longer. So if you can't get it out, you'll have to call back some other time. Is that
it? I don't know. We registered. So we had my mom told them that we were to leave the county anyway because we were about ready to move.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we moved, and my mom had a when we were in Michigan, my mom had registered with them because she didn't know about all the they would do, you know.
Okay, so you moved from Florida to Michigan.
No, this was a while ago.
Okay, so you were in Michigan, then you moved to Florida, and then you moved again from Florida. You moved to somewhere else in Florida, or just moved to another state?
We're still in Florida.
Okay, so you moved away from Newport Richey.
Yeah, and moved to another part of Florida.
And is there more to the story?
And just wanted to share that with you guys.
So what happened as a result of the deacon calling the state? Did something bad happen to you guys?
No, they just called us and wanted us to register, you know?
Mm-hmm. But you said, we're not going to do that because we're moving.
We were just like, okay, we'll register in a different county. And then we never did.
That makes sense. Well, that's good, because then you threw them off your trail, and they didn't know where you were going to end up, because if you'd stayed where you were, they might have continued to harass you and do who knows what. And sorry you had a tough time tonight, and I thank you for the call.
Just practice.
Yeah, it's
first
it's
time
tough.
I was on the radio, I thought I was going to pass out.
Yeah, I didn't want to seem too harsh or whatever, but if you can't get the story out after a little while, I mean, we're a lot more tolerant than most shows. I mean, I'd like to point that out. So a call like that probably never would have even gotten on the air anywhere else. 1-800-259-9231. If you have trouble, first of all, I can understand nerves. I still get them. Sometimes if I don't have my notes, I'll be on hold waiting to go on the air, and I'll blank out on what I was going to call about. So I can totally understand.
It's good to have the notes, especially if you have several points that you want to make because it can be hard. If you got 4 points, it's like, it just went 1, 2, 3. Oh, gosh, what was the fourth one? It's good to write things down.
Right, and even if you are, even if you're just recounting a story that you should know from heart, instead of just trying to make a point, even if you're just recounting a personal story as Anthony was there, Maybe just making bullet points on the things that you want to make sure you cover in your story, because if it's an intricate story, and that one really wasn't that intricate, it was just difficult for him to get it out. But if it's an intricate story, you want to make sure you cover the critical points. You don't want to just kind of rush through it and stumble around and accidentally not actually tell us one of the more critical aspects of the story. I mean, we're going to do our best to ask questions to clarify and to, you know, kind of hold your hand through it as much as we possibly can. But if you do your preparation, well, then you'll probably feel a little more confident when you're on the phone. So I think taking notes is probably the best thing you can do when you're calling a talk show. Unless you've just got a question, in which case you should write down your question. You know, just make sure you lay it all out there in front of yourself, and then you can actually kind of organize prior to actually making the call. 800-259-9231, but it is not easy, so I'm very understanding. As we continue here, 800-259-9231, I can tell you, Mark, I've got like a whole paragraph full of notes for my calls to the local talk show here on Saturday mornings. I've got all kinds of things I want to cover with them. And so whenever I think of something that I want to cover, I make a note and I save that in a file. And then I pull that up and make my choice as to which issue is more burning for me at the moment that I make the call. All right. So let's go to a quick story here from the Register over in the UK, where a group of Home Office officials are continuing to work on plans for a giant central database of email, web browsing, phone, and mobile location data. Even though the laws the government had planned to legitimize such a database won't be put out to Parliament until 2010 at the earliest, and possibly not at all. So there's no law for this. But the bureaucrats are going ahead with it anyway. A Home Office spokesbureaucrat confirmed that there remains a team working on maintaining our capabilities in this area. Meanwhile, a minister implied the database could be built without any new laws. Counterterrorism Minister Vernon Coker declined to let other MPs see a presentation on the Interception Modernization Program, the IMP, given by an official at this year's Internet Service Providers Association meeting earlier this month. He said the result of the public consultation will be used to inform any decisions on the program's preferred solution and safeguards to determine whether future legislation is needed. The government maintains no decisions have been taken over the program. Reports last week said the communications data bill, which had been set to include a mandate for the IMP, will not be included on the Queen's speech for December 3rd. In fact, the team has been expanded and stepped up its contact with communications providers in the last few months. So the government's committed to maintaining the communications data capability, and we intend to bring forward proposals to achieve this. We recognize, however, this is a highly sensitive issue, and that because of that, there's sufficient time to hold a proper public debate. So on one hand, they're saying that they're going to go ahead and put this stuff into place, even without the laws, but they're going to also have a debate so you can talk about it. That way you can tell them that you don't agree, and they'll do it anyway, because that's what they do. It was widely expected the communications data bill would not appear in their legislative program for the next session. Those suspicions were confirmed by various reports in political pages and TV coverage. Their strongest political backing comes from the intelligence services, of course, GCHQ and MI6. Voices in other departments are known to have major reservations about its budget size, whether it's justified. So this is what they're going to argue about as well, as it's costing too much. We want to spy on people, but what's it going to cost? More on the way. Hour 2 coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.